We shall wait upon you, our Abba. We ask that you speak unto Israel and speak unto us clearly. We may understand the purpose of your plan. For it is ordained out of your bosom. We know that it is truth. Cause the ears of Israel to hear, to receive, and above all, to get understanding. They may understand what is the will, the purpose, the desire of our Abba Yah in Yahshua the Lamb. We ask you to strengthen us all this evening as we gather here in the bayit of our Abba. We ask it in the precious, most magnificent name, Yahshua HaMashiach. Israel cried hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, he shall speak to you.
He shall speak to you.
Hear what he speaks.
Hear what he speaks.
Shalom.
Shalom.
May Yah bless you. You may be seated. For we told the Yah for the excellence, this might, his power, and certainly for the deliverance in Yahshua the Lamb. For Israel will certainly need the deliverance of Almighty Yah, especially in the time and the hour that we are battling in. And this is one of the mind whereby the enemy is trying to seize the mind of Israel. We see the cataclysmic mayhem that is spreading throughout the breadth and the depths of the earth. It is a vile, virile spirit that is consuming the nations of the world today. In Israel, there is something that we must do that I want to touch on tonight, and that is that we must prepare. We must prepare. And how do we prepare? What is the direction that we take to prepare? And how are we going to prepare ourselves in this hour and the time that we're living in? As I said to my wife, one of the most powerful bombings in the history of India in Mumbai took place the day that many were killed, many wounded, and they were specifically looking for two kinds of people. Anyone that fitted the description of that personnel, they wanted them to destroy and to kill. And they said to those that they had captured in one of the most grand hotels in Mumbai, formerly Bombay, and they said to them, everyone that is not of the origins of a Caucasian, American, Briton, you're free to go. We want to kill everyone. We want to destroy every last one of them that have any kind of association with America. Now I'm saying that to say this, Israel, this nation has always been a nation of terrorists. She has terrorized the world. She came upon the shores of this nation to the indigenous people and totally decimated and destroyed them. We look at the powerful nations of the world. We look at America. We look at Britain. We look at England. We look at Russia. We look at these nations. And their power is in their ability to destroy, to burn, to kill, to decimate, to destroy the economies of the people. And so what they are doing and what we have sown from this nation, as Malcolm X said one time, the rooster is coming home to roost. And she is going to roost on the shores of America. For we have been a people, a nation that have destroyed the masses of the people for our own selfish greed and wickedness. This is a very vile, wicked nation. It is a very vile, wicked nation. She doesn't care about anyone at all. That's why Yah commands us to come out of her, Israel, and be not a partaker of her sins. Not one bit at all. Listen to me. I am going to cry aloud. Cry aloud, O man of Yah. And show my people their sins and their wickedness. And so it makes no difference how you think that it goes out of my mouth, or what you think, how I convey an issue. It makes no difference at all. You can think that I'm boisterous, and I holler too loud. That's all right. I have no problem with that. I'm going to talk that way. And I'm not going to stop to appease your carnality and your carnal insignificant ways. I will not do that one bit at all. Period. This is a vile nation. She's wicked. She is the murderer of nations. Here she's terrorizing, as I was listening the other day. I'm going to get to the depths of my subject tonight. I was listening at PBS, and they were talking about the people, indigenous people there in Afghanistan. The winners there are nothing like the winners here. We have seen some very frigid nights here that would be very difficult to sleep outside or in a mud huts, whereby the temperatures soar below 15 below zero. That would be quite difficult for a mother that has no breasts in her milk glands to feed her children. And the terrorizing of this nation, their bombs and their soldiers that has devastated a country and a nation beyond recognition. And so it purports a puppet government. And they live in a grander lifestyle, and they protect their puppet or their figureheads. And they suppress this, and they destroy the remnant of the people. And yet we have these religious pontificators to say that we must destroy the terrorists. And yet this nation is a terrorist nation. She terrorizes the people. She destroys nations. And yet they will get this phobic in the mind of this nation, and they will call them Islamic terrorists. That's what they will call them. Yet we can look to the chronicles of history, and we can see the Christian terrorists and how they terrorize the world and kill and destroy and hang and destroy families and people. We can see that here in this nation. It's a terrorist nation. It was organized by terrorists and thieves. And so her spirit is one of terrorizing and stealing and taking that which is not hers. That's what she has always done. She has always taken and robbed and stole from those whereby she wanted to possess their goods. It is a spirit of Isabel. And that's what she has done. She has taken the vineyard of Naboth. And that's what America has done. And we cannot, irregardless to whom we are, to try to say that she has not acted in those ways, because she has. And so we find today a great devastation there in Mumbai. Many are destroyed. They were killed. And they were vicious young men, 18, 19 years of age, and they have been suppressed and oppressed, just like the Palestinians there in the land of Palestine and what we call Israel. They are suppressed by this totalitarian government that supports a Zionist movement that is wicked as hell. It is a corrupt movement. It is vile. The seed of it is insidiously wickedly. That's what it is. It's not one based upon the very statutes of Torah. For they have gone about establishing their own wickedness that they call righteousness. And everyone is afraid to speak out about it. They're afraid to offend to hell with the wicked seed that do not know Yah. Someone must stand up and speak against this injustice. The scripture talks about injustice. It talks about this wickedness that is taking place today. It talks about the vile nature of what is being taken place in the lands of the earth today. And Yah is not pleased with Israel. And what we see is a microcosm of the spiritual reformation of what things that are taking place in the spiritual realm. We see this in the natural realm. There shall be wars upon this nation. Let no one deceive you. This nation shall see her woes. She has sown much wickedness. She has robbed and stole and pillaged and oppressed. She has suppressed. She has taken advantage of the people. And yet she must pay the rich, the powerful. And yet they have induced into this land a spirit that is so vile and so corrupt that your sons and your daughters are not able to escape from it. It's amazing how the enemy has shaped our minds. And when the man of Yah speaks of a matter that is directed to us, we become inflamed with our vile attitudes, our wickedness, our corrupt attitude. We show our dissension and our dislike as something wicked in you. It makes me no different whether you think I talk loud, I go off, or I talk too much, or I say be quiet. Because there are you daughters that you talk wickedly to your husband. You don't know how to talk to them. So if you go off on them, then I will go off on you. So it makes no difference at all what you think, how I talk. I will not change one approach at all for anyone. Period. This is a stubborn generation. And it needs men that are strong and that will combat against this wickedness that defies Yah. So it makes no difference how you think I talk. None whatsoever. I'm not concerned with that. If you're upset with me, that's all right. I don't care who you are. It makes no difference whether you're upset. Period. I say it to make you upset, to show you what's in you. We must prepare our minds and our hearts for the great battle that is set ahead, that shall try the integrity of those that say that they are truly saved. That shall try Israel. That shall try Israel. And there is much filth and vileness among the seed of Israel. And it despises anyone that shows them the kind of corruption that is in them. You talk about those that are Caucasians, then there are those that get offended. You talk about those that are brown-skinned, black-skinned, or blacks, or African-American, there are those that get offended. I talk only to the house of Israel. Hallelujah. These wicked men that call themselves white, they are vile, insidious, wicked men. They are destroying the earth. We must declare whose side we are on. We are not on the white man's side, and I am not on the black man's side. I'm on the side of Yah. I am on the side of Sudika, or the righteousness of Yah. I'm not afraid to say it that way. I'm not afraid to identify who it is or whom they are. I'm not afraid to do that. I declare I'm on Yah's side, no other side. If you're on his side, then I'm on your side. If you're not on his side, I'm not on your side. You're not my friend. You are not my friend if you're not on his side. I am on Yah's side. And that's the only side that I defend. A wicked nation we are. And we must declare the wickedness of this vile, corrupt, insidious nation. We must. It must be made known. It must be shown unto the people how wicked this nation is, how corrupt she is, and how she has treated the people, how she's robbing them today. I will get into that deeper on the Shabbat. I will show the very nature of Bethel and how she takes away the strength of the people. This nation is headed for a tremendous, she's already there. And what she is doing, she is setting forth her superficial images unto us to make us think that everything is all right. That's what she's doing. Even her most brilliant prognosticators, where are they? They're telling you that she's headed toward the most devastating fall she's ever. It's because of her wickedness, her sins, her thievery, her robbing of the poor. And that's what she has done. She has robbed every poor nation. She has taken advantage of every people. It makes no difference because she is a thievering whore. She is a whore that is out of control. It's like a Jezebel woman that speaks any kind of way or speaks what's on her mind. That is a vile, corrupt thing. That's what that is. And that's what she is. She's a vile, corrupt woman that speaks whatever is on her mind. And her mind is empty. There is nothing there. The only thing that comes out of the mind of America is death. That's the only thing she invents is death. She destroys, she kills, she burns, she sets a fire. That's all she... Tell me! Tell me what she has added to the world but death. Bombs and guns and death and stealing and pillaging. Tell me, Israel. Tell me of her inventions that are so wonderful that assist man today. Her television blind your minds from the way of truth. Her lying preachers have spread her lying doctrine throughout the world. Many are captivated by this deceitful lying doctrine that has spread it out of the mouths of these venomous serpents raised up by hell off the shores of this Jezebel. Tell me what she's done. Tell me her history. What she has done. She's been a thief and a liar. She's been a corrupter. Everything she does, she corrupts. Her music, her culture is one that is corrupt. We must separate ourselves from it, Israel. How? We must prepare. We must also, as scripture says, we must prepare ourselves. And that is, we must create or allow the creative mind of Yeshua to be in us. You see how we can sit for hours and create images of our lusts and what things we want to accomplish. We must allow the kund, the asa, the established power of Yah to be in us. And that is the only way we are going to prepare. How do we prepare for what's ahead? Putting back food or buying clothes? Saving money for the electric bill? That's how you're going to prepare? You're not going to asa or create the kind of mindset or create the kind of comfort. If you got 10,000 in the bank, that's not going to create anything at all. 21 of the largest banks in America have already fell. And they are causing us to be slave driven. Whereby they're taking the monies from the poor. It's not going to change under Mr. Obama. It's going to become more intense. He is just a puppet by the powers that be to change the image of this nation. That's all it is. He's not going to change one thing at all. For the people that have been in power since 1776, they have created lies in hell in every sphere of the world. And so they have masterminded this scheme and established this one that they think that the world will accept. They are not going to accept this child birthed out of hell. For he's the seed of darkness. He has been raised up by hell. He has not been raised up by Yah, because if he was raised up by Yah, the first thing would come out of his mouth is the Mishpatim, or the judgment of Yah upon this nation. And he will say to America, your judgment of the cup of Yah is full, and you shall reap all that you have sown. He is not going to speak like that. He is cut out of the same cloth. He is birthed for the same purpose. And so Yah must raise up a Nobi among his people. And that ought to be our cry. That he raise up a Nobi, a prophet, that will show you your wickedness. And he is not going to come with some kind of candy cotton voice. He's not going to speak to appease your flesh. None whatsoever. He's going to speak like Yeshua. For they said no other man spoke like him. For his voice declared the power of Yah. When 5,000 were before him, they all could hear him. This nation is going to reap what she has sown. So Israel, we must prepare. We must asa. We must allow the Torah of Yah to create in us the strength, the character, and the power that will establish the mandate of Yah in us. That it will keep us. If we do not prepare, you're not going to be kept. If we do not prepare the way of Yah, we're not going to be kept. The enemy keeps us prepared for everything, but for Yah. You began last year preparing for the convocation. You began then thoughts upon that until it came to pass. There were you that looked so forward to that. Everything was about that. Until the coming of Yeshua, or the visitation of our Abba, we don't prepare for that. There is no Asa. We don't allow the mind of Yeshua to be created in us. We got every kind of devilish, wicked mind that is created in us. The mind of Yah will govern us in the principles of Yah. The Asa, the creation of the mind of Yeshua will govern us in the way of Yah. It will govern us in the dictates and the mandates of Yah. What governs Israel today? It is our own wickedness. Our own corruption. Our own rebelliousness against Yah. Our own defiance. Our own superficial ideas. We cannot see what things that separate us from Yah. It is the sin. It is the defying of the Torah of Yah. How can this nation, or we as a people in this nation, of this nation, be close to Yah when we are of the same actions and the deeds of this nation? How can that be? It is our sins. It is the transgression of Israel that has separated us from Yah. And our mind transgressed continuously. Our minds are given over unto everything but pleasing Yah. We don't prepare His way. We don't make His way plain in us. We don't prepare for Him. We don't prepare to talk to Him. Our minds are not created by the power of His words. That when we hear the name of Yah, we shout hallelujah. We sit before the presence of the Abba. We are dead. We're twice dead. And the reason you're dead, because you're full of sin. It is your own wicked defiance, your own nature that defies Yah. You're full of your own wickedness. And you think you're going into the kingdom. The reapers of Yah will separate you. We want something that is candy coated and to make us think because we washed dishes today or we cut wood, we did something that was grander and we are walking right. You're not walking right. You raise hell when you have to do that. You all get angry because you're foolish. Anger rests in the bosom of a fool. So you get angry because you're full of your own folly, you're fools, you're full of your own stupidity and you're ignorant, you're full of lies. Yah hates every liar. That's why the scripture tells us to be quick to hear and slow to speak. And these pigs that run their mouths, they're full, I don't care who it is. When you find someone, the first thing you do want to run their mouth, you know that's the spirit of a pig. For Yah said, be quick to hear. For in the Musa of Yah, we find His instructions. His instruction, we find His discipline. When you find one that talks and runs their mouths, you find a pig. That's what a pig does. You find one that is wicked. And when they begin to talk, they begin to lie and they don't know what they're saying. We must prepare. We must asa. There's no time, Yisrael, to procrastinate. We've done that too much. We don't have time for Yah. And the reason why? Because we don't love Him. You can say you love Him, lies. The one says that he loves Yah, has a greater hava. And the purpose of his Torah is not in his life. He's a liar. And the truth is not in him. I don't care how you say it. You can say it until your head turned purple. You are flat out liar. You are a liar. And that's just the fact of the matter. When a man says he loves Yah, it is expressed in his being. I don't care if you're 19 and 99. It is one thing about the Ahava or the life of the Ruach of Yah. It causes one to come alive. When a man has the Ruach of Yah, I don't care whether he's on his dying bed, he comes alive. When a people sit before Yah and there is no expression, no accolades of appreciation unto Yah, you're full of sin, you're full of wickedness. It's hard for you to do that because you are a transgressor. You are a transgressor. We shall not live by bread alone, should we? But by every word that comes out of the mouth of Yah. Didn't he say that? So when Yah, don't do it now. When Yah tells us, let everything, listen to me, just listen. Let everything that have breath praise Him. And when you don't have breath to omen or to bless Yah, you are a wicked one. You're full of your own damn transgressions. You are shallow as hell. And you are vile, venerable, little weak, shallow one. You know why? Because it doesn't take nothing to do that. It just takes obedience. It just takes hallelujah. That's all it takes. Listen to me. That's all it takes. And when we are not willing to do that, you're not going to stand for him when the hour of the opposition is against us. You can speak your lies all you want to. That's why Yah, even in the midst of us, reveal who you are among, who you are among. I say that again. Even in the midst of us, Yah will reveal who you are among, who you are among. So he allow what's in you to be seen by others because they know what you have and what is literally in you. So when I sit and I watch the house of Israel, when I think about those in Afghanistan that are starving and poor and have nowhere, we say they're like fat, lazy people with no appreciation to Yah. Hell is going to break open on this wicked nation. And you that don't know how to cry, you're going to weep, all right. You that don't know how to lift hands, you will learn how to lift them. Let it come, Yah. I want it to come. I do. Hallelujah. You get excited about a hamburger, something silly, and don't get excited about Yah. You move when it comes time to satisfy your flesh or to go and spend. When it comes time for Yah, no energy for the house of Yah, no energy for prayer, no energy for the labor of Yah. You're wicked. I don't care who you are, man or woman, you're wicked as hell. You're wicked. You don't take care of the affairs of Yah. And do the things that you ought to do. You're wicked. That's what this nation has done. That's what it has put in us. This false spirit that we think we are right. And it's not according to the Torah. We must measure to the Torah of Yah. Not according to your little simple mind. We need the mind of Yeshua. And it must be created. And that mind is created by the Torah of Yah. And we despise it. We despise the Torah. No time to see what the word of Yah says. I didn't intend to talk like this. I intended to take my time methodically, but that's all right. Makes no difference. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's what the Torah does. It creates the very intimacy between us and Yah. That's why the enemy takes your mind away from that all the time. He takes your mind away from Torah. It amazes me that we can spend hours doing nothing. We can spend hours doing nothing. I said to you, I know you haven't done it, but I do it. I said, keep a log of everything you do. You're not going to do it because we're rebellious people. We are rebellious as hell. You will see how much time you have that you spend no time doing nothing. You're not praying and you're not studying the word of Yah. You got time to murmur and to complain. And I wanted to say the other. About everything, and yet you do not take a direct attack upon your own wickedness, your vile and insidious ways that corrupt your mind, that you cannot obey the will of Yah. Yah's not going to have pity for you. That's a fact. Hallelujah. He's not, I'm not taking nothing back. I'm not taking one word back. To satisfy not one of us. You can count on that. Hallelujah. We got time. We're so excited about everything, but yeah, aren't we? We're not excited about coming. I watch this sister come down here all the time. And excited about coming. I appreciate to hear to get just a little lecture. And we don't appreciate anything Yah speaks to us because we are corrupt people. We're corrupt. We're flat out corrupt. But you see the other one's corruption, don't you? I know you do. Hallelujah. That's what you see. Hallelujah. I would have began here in the book of Shemoth, in the book of Exodus. Hallelujah. We must prepare. We must coon. We must allow the power of Yah's truth to establish us and to firmly establish us. It is only the word of Yah that fixes us. Fix me up, Yah. Make me what you want me to be. We must prepare our minds, Yisrael. There is nothing that can combat. That's why we fall so easily. Because scripture tells us to submit ourselves unto the Torah of Yah. And resist Shaitan, and he will flee from us. We have no power to resist. We have no strength to repudiate him. Because our minds have not been created by the diligent seeking of what Torah speaks unto us. We seek out everything that is vile and corruption. You seek out every dollar sale, every penny sale, but you won't seek out and buy that which you need, and that is the emats of Yah. You will give yourself over unto every kind of corrupt thing, but you will not abide in the imat, the truth, the direction of Almighty Yahweh. You will not. So we must allow the word of Yah to kun, to fix us, to prepare us, to make us ready, to make our minds ready, to prepare our minds, not only our minds, but our thoughts, that our energies are energized by what the Torah of Yah speaks unto us. We get energized by folly. We're energized by foolishness. Our laughter, it is one that is just robust by foolishness. Our rejoicing is based upon trivial foolishness. And you that come in here, there is never an expression of Yah's delight ever I see in you. And yet you can take the same word and speak on things that are trivial and full of folly, and you will see an expression. You will see the curvature of their face. Their countenance change when it comes to you. You never see that. You never see the expression of gladness and appreciativeness unto you. When I think about the tub of Yah, that's all I have to think about. And all that He has done for me. My nephesh. Listen, my nephesh. That is everything that's in me that breathes. That is what the nephesh is. It is breath. It is what calls life. My nephesh. My soul shouts praises to Yah Hallel. I barak Yah. For He has saved me. You can't shout that because you are not saved. You do it in the act of our phoniness because we are put under the spotlights. Then it shows me that you don't think on Yah. When His mercies are renewed unto me in the morning, I think on Him. All during the day, I think on Him. And my heart shouts with great praises. As it delights in the wonderful blessings of Yah, when my heart beats, when breath resonates out of me. I'm not going to sit still. It's just despicable that we are such a phony, shallow people. Yah says, Yahshua declares that the world shall know that you are my disciplined ones. That the love you have, the Ahava, one toward another. They will know that. You love the wicked more than you love the seed of Yisrael. And you love the Shadik. Hallelujah. The only one thing is going to help us. That's the cutting of His word. Your wicked ways. You think He's going to give you some popcorn and some popsicle. You're wrong. His word is sharp and powerful than any two-edged sword. He's going to give you some words. Period. It is going to cut you. The word of Yah says, and she must, in Exodus 15:1. This is the song of Moshe when they were delivered from under the crushing blows of Pharaoh. And it's one thing that when Yah deliver us from the blows of this satanic world here, from this the spirit of this nation, there ought to be a song of rejoicing. It ought to be a song of deliverance. When He brings deliverance, when He brings His Yashak, there ought to be a song of deliverance. And when He had delivered them from the crushing blows of the powers of the world, of this Mishraim, the powers of satanic alluring, and the powers that captivated them and had them in deep bondage. It is the power of our own carnal mind that is enmity against the Torah of Yah. It is the power of your own Torah on your own mind. It's carnal. It's wicked because it despises the teaching of the Torah. We don't honor that which Yah established. We have no regard for the order of Yah because our minds cannot be governed. You don't do things your way. You do it Yah's way. Hallelujah. When the daughters of Tizayah came out of Mizraim, it says that Miriam took the timbrina and she began to sing. Now she said, come on, you all follow me. You did what? You do what I tell you to do. Hallelujah. And so this despicable generation doesn't want anyone like that. They don't want anyone to show them how they're lacking and what it's going to take for them to come out. They don't want that. I'm not feeling sorry for your petty feelings. Go to hell with them. I mean that. You're going. Your feelings mean nothing to Yah. Hallelujah. It says here in Shemot 15:1, Then sang Moshe and the children of Israel the song to Yah, and spoke, saying, I will sing to Yah, for he has triumphed wonderfully. The horses and the riders he has thrown into the sea. He says, Yahweh is my strength. And Yahweh is my song. The strength of many today is their own rebelliousness. You rebel in your strength, don't you? You have disregard for Yah in your own strength. But Moshe said that Yahweh is my strength. He is my koach. He is the power of my might. And the power of the might of many today is their own rebelliousness, their sinfulness, their defiance, their self-righteousness, their arrogance, their pride, their wicked white flesh and their vile black flesh. It's time that we grow up, Israel. And stop acting like children. He said, Yah is my strength, and he is what caused the songs to come out of my mouth. He has become my Yahshua. He has become my Yoshak, my deliverance. He is my Almighty One. Why? He says, and I, Moshe says, and I will prepare him an habitation, my Abaya. And I will room, I will exalt him. He said, I will prepare Yah a habitation. Now, how do we prepare Yahweh a habitation? What habitation can we prepare for Yah? A building of such? Or do we prepare our minds? Do we ourselves, we create in us the intriguing of Yahweh there is entreated. He said, I will prepare Yahweh a habitation. And we must understand every form of every sacrificial offering or altar. It was what we as a people, whereby the power of Yah abides in us. It was a metaphor of what we should be. So he said, I shall prepare Yah. I will coon. I will establish. I will make ready. I will create a habitation for Yah. We create the habitation for the enemy. We are sad. We create, we allow the enemy, our own flesh is enmity against the spiritual things of Yah. You speak to a fool, you will know it's a fool. For out of their mouths shall flow folly and foolishness and stupidity and immature mindset. It's one thing that when you speak to a wise man, the first thing he does, he hears the matter, he ponders. A wise man will answer the matter after he has thoroughly digested. A fool speaks out of their stupidity, of their immature emotions. That's why many marriages are messed up today. That's why many men cannot be men, because of the folly and the stupidity of wives. And that's why many wives cannot be wives, because of the immature acts of the man that calls himself a husband, and he's an immature little child. And so you just have two sex partners that go to bed, and you see no life or nothing that emanates out of that. When you see a man and a woman that truly have a great response to each other, you will see a great romance. You will see something that comes out of that. You will see life in that. You will see character. You will see maturity. You will see personality in that. You see people today, they're just two people together. I don't care if they hold hands. That means nothing. Doesn't mean a nickel with the dog's dung. When you see a man that really is walking in the rock of Yah, when he has prepared, he has asa, he has asa, he has zoomed, his mind is established and prepared, because he offer unto Yah the offerings that are pleasing unto him. He does that which is pleasing. The same thing with a woman. You just see two people that are lifeless, they're dead, and no life in them. None whatsoever. It's one thing that when the life of Yah, when the mind of Yahshua is in the midst of any people, you see life that comes out of them. You see the life of Yah. When the Torah has prepared us, when the Torah has asah us, it is the delight that we walk in the Torah of Yah, and we think, we sense and understand the mercies, the kindness of Yah, that He would teach us with such depth of the importance of these things. It creates, it shapes our character, our mind, it shapes our being. He said, I will zoom, I will prepare, I will establish a habitation for Yah. Are we establishing a habitation for the Ruach of Yah? Or is our mind established for the purpose of every kind of vile, insidious spirit to operate in? Come on. What things dominate in our thought process during the day? Tell me, Israel. What kinds of things that our minds are constantly in tune with? It isn't the Torah. It is not the Torah of Almighty Yah. Because you don't even sing the songs that Moshe sang. It used to be a song we would sing when I was growing up. How we got over. Oh, my soul looks back. And it wonders how I got over. We don't even sing unto Yah. We don't even sing. We don't sing because we don't see the triumphing of the power of Yah in our lives. And the reason we don't see that because of our minds are enmity against Yah. And so we don't see His power to triumph. We don't see Him giving us the victory at all, Yisrael. Because we're not allowing Yah to asa, to create, to prepare our mind. Our minds must be prepared. There's a law that nothing can define us, the Torah of Yah. And our minds must be prepared by the Torah of Almighty Yah. There's a reason why our minds are not prepared by the Torah of Yah. That's why we say we love Him. We are liars. The word of Yah is true. Let Yahweh be true and every man a liar. And so if you do not measure up to the word of Yah, then you're a liar. You have missed the mark. Hallelujah. He said, I will allow Yahweh, I will prepare, I will asa, I will fashion myself, I will accomplish what the Torah commands. We fashion ourselves after the Torah of Yah. Yahshua is the Torah made flesh. So we fashion ourselves after Him, that He did all things to please the Abba. Our minds must be fashioned to please Him. It must be. If we suffer because of Sadiq, if one intrigue us wrong because we're doing right, then scripture says, happy are you. So when you think you're suffering, you're not happy. You're full of your damn hypocrisy. Your rage and your anger, your folly, your juvenileness. It's amazing that if the man of Yah raised his voice, then everyone perceived that he is going off, or he is riding our backs. But yet they raise their voices, and there is no thought to that. The wife will raise her voice to her husband. I'd rather the man of Yah raise his voice than the wife raise her voice and repel and repudiate the husband, because there is nothing more vile than that. And that's the truth. For I command you to obey Him in everything, woman. That's what scripture commands. And how can one speak with any kind of judgment when they are defying the Torah of Yah? You are of a wicked nature and spirit. I don't care who you are. Commands you, man, to love her too. Hallelujah. That's why it tells you, wife, to obey. To make yourself lovable and sweet. To make yourself beautiful. Are not we making ourselves that way for Yahshua? We're supposed to make ourselves sweet. That's what a woman, that's why Yah gave man a help meet. She's supposed to make herself sweet. Her presence should be sweet around Him. Her countenance should emanate sweetness. That's what it should. Emanate these mouths that are full of hellishness and wickedness. You don't have to love me, daughters. That's all right. What this man of Yah speaks is going to make you free. He's going to make you a virtuous woman. You hear him. I don't care about your emotions, what you think, or you get upset with what I speak. It makes no difference. Hallelujah. This is the truth. So we must prepare. We must zoom. We must establish in ourselves this mind, this desire. It must be created in us that we will be the habitation of Yahweh. What is Yah? He is his words. And his word dwells in us. His word dwells in us. So we must prepare the altar whereby we can offer unto Yah, because it is a place where it's pure, because his word dwells in us, that we must offer unto him what he expects out of us, and that is the offering of Torah and the praises of his name. Don't tell me you love him when you don't offer up praises and your hands lifted in your voice esteeming him. You are a liar. You're a flat out liar. You're phony. You're phony as hell. It is the truth. Hallelujah. We must get it right, Yisrael. And there's a way we get it right. I will prepare. I will establish. I will be faithful. When one prepares something, they are faithful. And the scripture tells us that Noah, he prepared an ark for the saving. Was he faithful? You go back and look at Noah and the preparing of the ark. He was faithful. Did he obey every word that Yah commanded him? He did not miss one centittle of the direction, did he? He obeyed the preciseness of the Torah. He prepared an ark for the saving of his house. You're not preparing nothing. Even your house is not saved. You are not saved. We can go back to the Bereshit and see the kun of the preparation of Yah as he began. He prepared an ark, the saving of his house. And so we must prepare the ark. The ark is the mind. It is the heart of man. It is the centrality. It is the place whereby where the ark dwells. What is the ark? It is the covenant unto Israel that Yah has with his people. So the ark must dwell there in our minds, in the centrality of our life. We think we're right because of some works we do or our piousness. You're not right. We're justified by Yah, obedience unto the Torah of Almighty Yahweh. Not because you wash dishes or because you cut wood. Man, that doesn't make you right. Period. You give an offering, that doesn't mean nothing to Yah. You got this thing all messed up. Oh, my husband, your husband gives nothing. His strength comes not of himself. It comes of Yah. You don't have nothing to boast in. Our boasting is in Yeshua. It has given us life and strength. To hell with your husband's money. Your money as well. It means nothing to Yah. Yah doesn't delight in offerings or the fat burnt offerings. He delights in obedience. He wants you to be faithful in obedience unto him. Means nothing to him. He wants you to obey his Torah. What he commands us. Hallelujah. And David said, my love is fixed. Psalms 57:7, he said, my love is kun. It is established. It is fixed. It is faithful. It is prepared, Yah. My love is certain. That's why he says, my love. Tehillim 57:7, my love is fixed. It is prepared. It has been erected in the strength of the Torah. He said, it is fixed, O Yah. My love is fixed. You will know when it's fixed. He said, I will sing and give praise. When a man's love is fixed, when it's cool, when it's prepared, when his heart has been erected, when there has been a place prepared for Yah, he will give Yah praises. He will sing unto Yah. When a man doesn't do that, his heart is not fixed. He is superficial. When a daughter doesn't do that, her heart is superficial. It is false. It is not genuine. Well, I will show us the pattern in the book. You can reject it to your own demise and your hellish destruction. You must do things according to the word of Yah. My life, he said, is kun, is fixed. He said, my heart is faithful. That's what he said. He said, my love is erect. I know what word it used in our English vernacular, but you got to go beyond that. You got to go beyond the English vernacular. You got to search the scripture. You got to search them. You say, my love is fixed. And I know it's fixed. How? Because he says, I will sing. I will sing. And I give praises. That's what he says. You know your heart is not fixed because there's no singing. You have a physical action and a response, but the love doesn't sing that way. When you began to sing from the heart, you will know you're singing because it caused the tears of delight and the praises of Yah. You become so cold there, you that sit here. And I don't care who's listening on the outside that you sit here. You're cold. You're enamored. There's no life or the power of Yah. And it saddens me that there is no emotional expression unto Yah. You're cold as hell. You have no life of His power. He said, my love is fixed. And it is fixed. It is cool. It is prepared. I know what I'm speaking, my sister. I search the scripture. I do it diligently. You understand? I know what I'm saying. What I'm saying here, it is not off the mark. He said, my love is fixed. It is fixed. It is so fixed, I will sing. And I will give praise. When a man's mind is fixed, when a daughter of desire, her heart is fixed, she's going to sing. She's going to sing whether she's cooking or whether she's picking cotton. Whether she's in the bean field or whether she's changing the bushy diaper of the youngest butt. Whether her trials are afflicting her or whether she's rejoicing in the beauty of the sunshine of Yah, she's going to sing and she's going to give praises unto Yah. This superficial mess that we have that in a certain environment that we do that, it is false. It is not real. It is superficial and it is juvenile. In the marketplace, she's going to sing. When the trials afflict her, she's going to give praises, because she knows all things work for the tough. Them that love Yah knows what to call according to His purpose. She knows that. That's why she sings. That's why she praises Yah. The daughters today, they raise hell. They raise hell. They're wicked. I don't take one word back. They raise hell. They talk. They talk. I say it again, like I said, if they shut your mouths, I don't take it back. You can think it sarcastically. I still mean what I said. Shut your wicked mouth. My love is asa. My love is established. My love has been created. It has been created by the Torah of Yah. So when I look into the Torah and see the beauty of Yah, it makes me sing. And to see how and what He has written in me, it makes me praise Him. Hallelujah. You have a Torah written in your life, but it's not the Torah of Yah. It is one that is corrupt. It is one that is vile. It is one that is very sadistic and powerfully wicked. Why? Because when one, even in the midst of their opposition, when one submits unto the Torah of Yah, they have the power to humble themselves, to condescend, to be submissive, to hear, to obey. And this is a generation that will not obey. It will not obey. It speaks with disregard of dignities, and the scripture says don't do that. If a man of Yah labors before you, you run your damn wicked mouth. You better be very careful, my friends. I will show you what scripture says. And so they speak with no honor at all. It's amazing that the devil told me when he went to court. That of course when the people go before the judge. Brother Dale, can I ask you a question? Do they say, hey man, do they say that? Huh? Your honor. Yes, sir. Isn't that amazing? And he says 6 months. They don't raise no hell. First thing that he looks for to see if they're humble. They drop their head, man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And we as the people of Yahweh, we are wicked. There's no honor among those that are full of thievery and lies. They don't honor nobody. They don't. They have no honor. They have no regard. Jezebel has no regard. An effeminate man. He's worse than a Jezebel. I'd rather deal with a Jezebel than deal with an effeminate man. It has not the character and the strength of Yah. We must stand up as men to protect his Zion. The man must protect his Zion. And he does that by acknowledging his ways and seeing how wickedly he has performed. And seeing the ways that are dishonorable in him. He must do that. The word of Yah must constantly purge and correct him. Listen to this, brothers and sisters. I want you to hear this in Baruch. In 2 Baruch. And Baruch here, he speaks unto the children of Israel. Write this down. You read it when you go home. But it says in 2 Baruch 32 verse 1. It says this. Listen to this carefully. You. He's talking to us. It says to you, Israel. You. However. If you asa or if you kun, prepare your mind to sow into them. See, you prepare your mind. Listen to this. And you prepare your mind to sow into it the fruits of the Torah. Is that relevant or does that speak to Israel? It speaks as profoundly as Moshe from Shemoth. Listen to that again. The Nobi says in Baruch 32:1, it directs the identity. It says you. However, if you asa, if you kuna, if you create the kind of mind, if you create the faithfulness, you prepare your mind to sow into it the fruits of the Torah. We don't prepare our minds for that, do we? You prepare yourself to rebel. You prepare yourself to speak with in the nation, don't you? You show your wickedness. But that is profound, my sister. He says, if we, you, prepare your mind to sow into it the fruits of the Torah, where else can you redeem the fruit but of the Torah? So we must prepare ourselves. We must create our mind. We must fashion our mind. And it has to be accomplished by the Torah strength or how the Torah purges and takes out and reveals and shows us for what purpose? That we may allow the soil to be turned. And by doing that, we may sow the fruits of the Torah. The statutes, the disciplines, the ordinance of Yah. And in doing that, we become faithful and obedient. So you, it begins with you, but we always see this one, don't we? Hallelujah. We're like children. The child always, when the parent tells them something, always rise up, do they not? They show their little ugliness. They show their little ugly backsides. So if you would prepare yourself to sow the fruits of the Torah, he says, if you prepare yourself to sow the fruits of the Torah, he says, Yahweh, you hear me, Israel, Yahweh shall protect you in time in which Yahweh the Mighty One shall shake the entire creation. You're not going to be protected. See, if we don't prepare our minds to sow into it the fruits of the Torah. We must prepare our minds to sow into it the fruits of the Torah. Men and women prepare their minds to hear frivolity, jokes and folly, stupid things, insignificant things. We prepare ourselves daily to talk on things that don't you know you're going to be judged by every idle word. And our conversation is consistently that way.
We don't prepare. We do not asah. We do not create when the breath arises in us in the morning. We don't create the thought of a Torah within us that we allow the fruits of the Torah to be sown in us that in this hour that Yah will protect you. He will protect you, Israel. He is not going to protect you. That's why our minds are not protected, our ways. That's why we are not protected. That's why we do every kind of wicked thing it is. Or your sin will find you out. I don't care what you do. You may think you're getting by, but you're not getting by. You know why you're not getting by? You'll show you the ignorance of it because the scripture says that the wicked shall do wickedly. Why? Because they don't understand time and they don't understand the mishpatim of Yah. They don't think that they're going to be judged. That's why they practice wickedly. They do wickedly. They talk wickedly. They operate wickedly. And they continuously to walk in the Rasha. The Rasha, they are criminals. And they do criminal acts against Yah. When Yah says shout, they say hell no. But Yah say lift your voice, say I will not. And Yah say dance, I won't dance. I don't know how to. He said dance. He means what he says. He means what he says. Is every word of Yah pure? Therefore his servants take refuge in that? You don't take refuge in the word of Yah. So we must prepare our minds. We must kun. We must asa. Our minds. We must prepare our minds to sow. To sow the fruits of the Torah. We must. We prepare our minds to hear every kind of foolishness, gossip, and folly, and stupidity. We talk with stupidity. We delight in that. We prepare our minds to hear from the wicked and entertain them and laugh with them and speak to them kindly. And I will, my brother. We prepare our minds for that. We prepare to entertain them and delight in it. But we don't prepare our minds for the fruits of the Torah. The Torah brings about the disciplines of Yah that we may walk in the restraints with the liberty of our HaMashiach, that we may accomplish the purpose of Yah. What is that purpose? What is the? Can I tell you what it is? It is to love Yah with all your heart, your soul, your mind, and all of your strength. That's what the Torah accomplishes. That's the goal of Yah. That's what the Torah does. It brings us to the fullness of the Ahava of Yah. That is the goal, to love Him. And when you love Him, you'll obey Him. There is no restraint that will cause you to disobey Yah. It is not a hard thing. Because you're not transgressing the Torah. It's not. And those transgress the Torah, it's hard for them. We walk in the light of the Torah, it's not hard. That is the goal of the Torah, to bring us to that fullness, that love. If a man says he loves Yah, keeps not his commandments, he's a liar. So that's what the Torah does. It brings us, it creates in us this great love for Yah. This purpose in our hearts to satisfy Him. Come on, isn't that what Yah speaks to the man to do? To love his wife. When he sees her beauty and her faithfulness, her Torah delight, it just causes his heart to melt and to want to love her even the greater, the more, with tenderness. Come on, Israel. You daughters of Zion have missed it, and you men have missed it, because we're rebellious and you're hard-headed as hell. You know, what am I going to tell you? You're ignorant. We are ignorant people. We are the most ignorant people upon the face of the earth. My people are destroyed. For the lack of knowledge. We are destroyed because we are ignorant. Because we allow our stupidity in our flesh to rise up. We allow that. And say to the Torah of Yah, we need to prepare our hearts to allow the fruit of the Torah to be sown in there. You prepared enough for lies to be sown in there. You prepared enough for every kind of innuendo to be sown in there. Come on, Yisrael, just be honest with yourself. It's time for us to prepare the fields as we prepare them. You can't wait till it's time to sow the seed. You got to prepare this field. Hallelujah. I got digging Benny on these beds now. That's the only thing we'll grow next year, preparing these beds now. What, putting leaves and compost and covering them to protect the soil so it don't, because the cold weather damaged the soil. That's why they grow top cover on in fields. Keep the erosion to create humus and stuff like that. So you can't wait until it's time to plant. Prepare. You got to prepare now. That the ground will receive the seed of the fruits. And it will yield forth fruit. So you got to break up the fallow ground. Your stubborn, wicked, hard-headed ways. It has to be broken up. You need the battle axe. You need to identify your wicked sins. And tell y'all to purge you. Your damn rebellious ways. Yeah, I'm going to holler it loud. You understand? Yeah, I'm going to go off. I'm going off on the wickedness of this generation that defies the one that has given them life and purpose. You don't even have no life, no purpose. We had nothing. We were hell-bent and whisked-twisted on our way to hell. And has given your life purpose. Family dollar store doesn't give you life purpose. Only the Torah of Yah. So we must prepare our hearts. How do you prepare? You got to break the ground up, Deacon Horn. You must begin with breaking the ground. Is that right? You have to break it, Deacon Benny. You must break the ground. You got to break up this fallow ground, this so hardness of yours. Your hard attitude, your hard veneer, it must be broken. It begins with breaking the ground. You can never prepare ground without breaking the ground. And so your heart is deceitful. It's hard above all things. It must be broken. It must be plowed. And the word of Yah, this axe, this plow must plow it. Must be plowed. You plow it. You turn up seeds during the winter. You turn up grubs and all kinds of parasites that the cold weather will kill. Don't you do that? And when you get ready to prepare to plant, you got to plow it up right. Kill off the little seeds where they can't get water to germinate. That's all you have to do. And so we must continuously be plowed. That's not an easy job to plow. You sisters think it's easy? I tell you what, go out there and try plowing. Go out there and try pulling weeds, all right? You know how your back breaks when you pull a little greens for meals, all right? You go out there and spend 4 or 5 hours like brothers pulling weeds up, all right? Or out there plowing or planting. 5,000-6,000 broccoli plants and all of that. You will see how you feel, all right? So it must be plowed, Israel. The plow must turn it up. Break up the fallow ground. You got to break up this hard ground. You got to break it up. Hallelujah. You, if you prepare your life to receive the fruits of the Torah, you must prepare yourself. In the Torah, there's correction, there's instruction, there's discipline, there's statutes, there's order, there's commands. That's what the Torah consists of. Command how we sleep, how we eat, how we dress, how we talk, the place of the woman, the place of the man, how we marry our daughters, how we protect, how to cast out of the midst of us those that defy the Torah, how to cast them out. All of that is in the Torah. You see, I'm not going to be a superficial man, because I tell you this, I'm going to finish tonight. You will judge me in a way that you will not judge yourself. And so if I permit certain things here, you will say, well, he did it to my son, but what about that one? No, I'm going to judge righteously. I don't care if it's Elder Martin's son, or Deacon Horn's daughter. I don't care if it's Deacon Benny's son. It makes me no difference at all. You hypocrites, the ones that strain at a gnat and swallow the camel, you will never. You understand? It's amazing. You will watch and see how I will make a judgment on a matter. And what I make, what about you? You rise up with hellishness. What wickedness. So prepare your life. You prepared for the sowing of the Torah. That's what you prepared for the Torah. For the Torah of Yah. He goes on to say in the 46th chapter, Barak, Second Baruch. He says in verse 5, but only prepare your lev for what purpose? So that you obey the Torah. Now, is that sound? Is that as sound as anything that David says? Oh, yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Only prepare your lev to obey the Torah. Come on, Israel. That's as sound as anything that Shaul says. That's as sound as anything that Yochanan says. For a man, for the prophet to speak that only prepare your lev to obey the Torah. Only a sound to create the kind of integrity in your mind to obey the Torah. We create the kind of mindset to disobey the Torah. But he tells you only create in your lev the desire or prepare it to obey the Torah. That's why Yah doesn't delight in offerings and sacrifices. He delights in obedience. Obedience unto what? The Torah. He tells you to let everything have praise him. He delights in your obedience. Hallelujah. Not even a sacrifice. He delights in your obedience. I don't feel like, he didn't ask you how you feel. He didn't ask you about your childlike emotions. When he tells you into the bite of Yah with Torah and thanks, with Torah and praises, you come in here to tell Yah that's wickedness. He means what he says. 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 You walk in the Yah's house, I tell you how wicked we are. Only prepare your lev. Or if you tell someone that they will raise hell, the juveniles won't get upset. And those are the ones that think they walk so meekly before Yah and so spiritually. You understand that they do nothing wrong. And when you tell them that they get a raging disposition because the spirit of hell is in them. I don't care who it is. If it's Sister Roberts, and I love you, Sister Dot. If it's her, makes no difference. I was talking to Minister Johnson. He wants me to come. And he said, Pastor Roberts, you come and preach whatever Yahweh puts in your lap. Whatever he gives you, you preach it here. He's a very sweet man. I like him. I like him. He's a very humble man. His disposition is so beautiful. It is. Believe me. How many men are going to let you take all their money out of their hand? Give me all your money. And then you that raised hell, my husband, I gave and didn't get. I said, give me all of it. I want all of it. Give it here. I took it all. And he says, okay. Hallelujah. And I said, every time you got to receive it. I take it and I receive it. And I'll put this in your hand. Then I want us to bless you for blessing us. Hallelujah. So he calls me the other day. I didn't answer the telephone because I missed his call. His words were so invigorating. I talk with him. He says, come and whatever Yah gives you to preach, you preach it. Whatever it is. I don't care what it is. You preach it. She's a Sadiqa, the righteous man. He understands both time and judgment. But the wicked will always do wickedly. Because they don't understand time. They don't understand judgment. The wicked don't understand it. That's why folks rage wicked. They do the same thing over and over. Don't children do that? How many did you raise my sister to? Don't tell me he did the same thing over and over. You told him to stop and he still stopped. Come on. Huh? Over and over. Over and over. That's the way children are. He was a juvenile, immature boy. And when you find them, they respond always to say, you know, they're juvenile, they're childish, and they're immature. That's why they respond continuously the way they do. When one grows up, they will respond a little different. But the juvenile, they always respond the same. Always. He didn't have to speak to you, but he spoke with his actions. He didn't have to say nothing. Stupid people. He said, my people are sottish. Are we the people of Yah? We're stupid. We're stupid. He said it. Is he a liar? All right, then we're stupid. His people are sottish. They're dumbfounded. That's what he identified his people. I'm glad at least he knows what I am. Hallelujah. If he spoke in the world is as it is today, he can tell me I'm a jackass. That's all right with me because he made me. Hallelujah. But we ought to asa, we ought to kun, we ought to be firmly establish our hearts to obey the Torah. And listen to this, and to be subject to those that are wise and understanding with fear. We're not subject. That's what he says. We don't even know those that are wise. That's what he says. Second Baruch 4:6-5. We should be subject. We should be subject. Shaul speaks of that. He says, obey them that have the rule of Yah, for they watch. This is a stupid generation. It's an ignorant generation. It says, obey them. Obey them and be subject unto those that are wise, understanding with fear. And he says, and kun or asa, prepare your nephesh that you shall not depart from them. You don't depart from the Torah of Yah. You don't depart from those that are wise. We like to depart from those that are wise and find those that are foolish. We like to get away from around those that are wise. We like to get with those that are foolish and simple and silly like us because we like to do silly stuff. I like to be around mature men. I don't like silly men. I like to be around mature men. I was telling Brother Dale, the young man that I met the other day, I was very inquisitive. I was nosy. And I said that to him. I said to him, it is kind of rude for one to be so inquisitive and nosy by listening to someone else's conversation. But I was listening to your conversation because you said those crappies are biting like wildfire. And I got some brothers. I thought about Brother Josh, Brother Dale, Brother Jane. I said, I got some brothers that love to fish. And his expression was so congenial. We talked. Almost wanted to hug the man. And I said to Brother Dale, you call him and tell him the preacher. He remembered the preacher. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so we as Yisrael, the people of Yah, that's the way that we should relate to each other. We don't relate that way to each other. Well, Pastor Roberts, your natural kinsmen were here. I wanted them out of here. I don't have the time for them. No laughter. Not smiling. Not walk time. Nothing to smile about. I wasn't satisfied seeing that. Not for me. Maybe for you, for me, no.